听众观众朋友们，大家好，欢迎您收听收看本期《时事大家谈》，我是乔战。中国全国人民代表大会5月22日公布了《全国人民代表大会关于建立健全香港特别行政区维护国家安全的法律制度和执行机制的决定草案》。这项被称为《港版国安法》的新法引发了外界争议。美国总统特朗普更表示，如果中国推动这项新法，美国将会做出非常强有力的回应。有人担忧，美国的回应或将包括取消对香港的特殊经贸待遇，香港的国际金融中心地位可能会受到冲击。美国可能采取何种强硬举措？香港的经济和金融可能会受到什么影响？本期《时事大家谈》，我们就这一话题为您邀请到全球政治风险咨询公司欧亚集团中国项目主任、曾经担任美国财政部驻华代表的何迈科，以及香港资深媒体人、前亚洲财经杂志总编辑季守明，此外还有香港资深对冲基金经理钱之健。三位嘉宾都是通过 Skype 视频连线参与到我们的节目中。我们现在就来听一听三位嘉宾对这一话题有什么样的看法。美国总统特朗普表示，如果中国推动这项新法，美国将会非常强有力的回应。您认为美国可能会采取何种所谓强硬举措呢？
So I think we could potentially see sanctions against mid-level mainland officials and potentially Hong Kong government officials. That, I think that would become especially likely if there is a violent crackdown on the protest movement, if we see a return to mass protests this summer. There is also the potential that the U.S. could revisit Hong Kong's treatment as autonomous from China for the purposes of U.S. law.Under the Hong Kong Policy Act. I think that's a bit less likely, especially in the near term, because it would hurt Hong Kong and not necessarily impact the Chinese government in a real way that provides a disincentive. But it's something that I think you'll start to see much more noise about, especially as the State Department prepares a report for Congress this summer about Hong Kong's degree of autonomy.
其实美国这个早就通过了香港人权与民主法案，那个参议院也通过国防授权法，这个提及支持香港人那个捍卫自治权。那么香港美国呢，因为这个国安法，他如果说要做的，要制裁的也挺多的，包括要求美国商人撤资啊，经济上制裁那个香港，国际上限制香港等等。那么包括。直至取消香港的特殊地位、独立关税区这些，那个美国都可以做，但是美国是否也要考虑投鼠忌器？因为什么呢？美国跟香港的利益相关，就是那个它是香港的第二大伙伴，那个贸易伙伴。那么在那个商边贸易这个交往的过程当中，2018年还增长了8.1%。那么美国在香港呢？一直是得到可观的贸易逆差的。2018年美国在香港占取的贸易逆差金额达到$311亿，大概有美国还有20000多个美国居民在香港生活。那么2017年底直接投资就有417亿。那这就意味着美国可以这个制裁香港，制裁力度也可以很大，但是这个制裁香港也会影响到美方的它本身的很大的利益。
有人担忧美国可能会取消对香港的特别经贸待遇，比如说独立关税区。您认为美国会这样做吗？
I don't think we can rule it out, especially over the long term, but I get the sense that the US would like to support Hong Kong still, and of course there are many US businesses in Hong Kong.So I tend to think that the administration will not act quickly or aggressively in this manner.
如果美国真的取消香港的特别经贸待遇，对香港经济可能会有什么影响呢？
If Hong Kong is being treated as the same way as China, a lot of investors, and I say it last year too, it's...They could think about, you know, that their regional headquarters, is there a niche of establishing like a regional headquarters in Hong Kong? Let's say investment banks, they could reconsider having their regional headquarters in Singapore. If it is a finance related, technology wise, why not move to Taiwan, right?
你可以想象，如果美国不再视香港为一个独立关税区，它征收的关税跟中国同等，那么实际上是限制了香港的进出口。那么这样的话呢，香港对中国的转口价值就大大贬低了。那中国的内地的直接出口和转到香港出口，它的这个价值是完全一样的。那么如果香港特殊地位一旦失去，美国也会限制某些企业到香港来，或者在香港设立总部。那么联邦政府也会加紧调查各类来港的资金。那么到了这一步，香港的自由港的地位就没有了。没有自由港地位，香港的评级也会被降低。那么还有一个影响很大的，像欧洲、加拿大和澳洲，那个他也会跟随美国那个做出对香港的一些制裁。那么香港呢，它的优势都会尽失，它甚至于变成一个半封闭的这个城市。到香港来的这个外资企业，它和在深圳还和上海就没有什么大的区别。那么这样的话呢，香港的这个国际金融中心，它拥有全球最大的离岸人民币的这个资金池，到时候可能都很难保得住。问题是美国真要这么做，也要考虑自己本身的利益是否会受损。主持人。
Well, from my understanding, is the direct impact would be fairly modest. I think the impact is more likely to be symbolic and would be important to the foreign business community and the U.S. business community in Hong Kong.So I don't know that we should expect a very abrupt, significant, direct impact if the U.S. were to change that status.
我们注意到还有人担忧这项新法可能会影响香港作为国际金融中心的地位。您对此怎么看呢？
I think it probably will. I think that the foreign business community will absolutely be concerned about Hong Kong losing its independent judiciary and independent rule of law. And it's something that we hear from our clients. I think the other concern, of course, is that even separate from the erosion of one country, two systems, companies, of course, fear continued unrest and a lingering political crisis. So both of those two things together, I think, unfortunately, is negativefor Hong Kong's role as a business hub over the longer term.
And people I talk to, especially those who are using private banks, you could see a lot of people are having movement, meaning that they are moving their assets. They are more proactive now. Just in the last 24 hours or so, there's more inquiry on Google about immigration as well.
对于香港的外国投资可能会有什么影响呢？
I think it probably will be impacted. I mean, there are different, Hong Kong plays a number of different roles. I think its role as a financial center is probably not as immediately impacted necessarily by these moves. But generally speaking, I think Hong Kong suffers from, or Hong Kong faces competition from mainland China primarily.If you're looking at its role as a financial gateway to China. And from a business perspective, it probably faces competition mainly from Singapore as a headquarters for the Asia Pacific businesses of multinationals. So it faces that two-pronged competition in terms of its role as a hub.
听众观众朋友们，您刚才听到的是全球政治风险咨询公司欧亚集团中国项目主任何迈科，以及香港资深媒体人季硕明，还有香港资深对冲基金经理钱志健就这一话题发表的看法。嘉宾在节目中发表的观点仅代表嘉宾本人，不代表美国之音。感谢您的收听收看，我们下期再见。